श्रीमद्भागवतम 1917 तस्मादिदं दैवतन्त्रं व्यवस्य भरतर्षभ तस्यानुविहितो नाथ नाथ पाहि प्रजाप्रभो। तस्मादिदं भीष्म पितामह इज स्पीकिंग टू युधिष्ठिर महाराज एंड ही इज ट्राइंग टू एनालाइज He's and makes sense of the adversities that befell the virtuous Pandavas, and he's saying that actually we can't understand. That's what he said in the previous verse. Naveda nayasya ved nayasya karchitrajan puman veda viditsitam yad vigyasaya yukta muhyanti kavayopihi. That those who try to understand the Lord's plan can't understand. And the learned, when they inquire about it, they get bewildered. Muhyanti yat surayah. The Bhagavatam has said in this first verse itself, 1.1.1. Even the suras and the devatas are bewildered about him by his illusory energy. So here Bhishma Pitamaha continues that thread of thought, and he says that tasma, therefore means, because we can't understand his plan, so what can we do? We can't understand his plan, we simply have to cooperate with it. Idam daiva tantram. Understanding the daiva tantram, that this is the divine providence. Tantram, that it refers to the arrangement, the providence, divine providence. Vyavasva bharatarshabha. Vyavasva. So what should we determine? That this is the will of the Lord. And once we accept that as the will of the Lord, tasya anuvihito anatha. Tasya anuvihito, as he has decided for you, anatha. Now that the war has taken place, there are many people who are left as orphans. There were widows who had lost their husbands, their brothers, there were other women who had lost their brothers, their fathers, their sons, and there were children who had become orphans. Tasya anuvihito anatha, natha pahi prajah prabho. Natha pahi. So he says that you have to become anath for them. Those who are anatha, you have to become anath for them. Pahi, and you have to protect them. Prajaha, those people. Now, they were not born from you. They are not your praja in the sense of you giving them birth. But they are your praja in the form of you giving them, you being their ruler, they being your citizens. So they are your praja. And when there is no immediate nath for them, the king has to become their nath and protect them. So, prabho. So it's interesting that here the word prabho is used in a respectful sense by Bhishma for his grandson, for his grandnephew. He is giving due weight to the position that Yudhishthira has acquired and is going to live according to. That is the position of the emperor, and accordingly is referring to him as Prabho. So essentially, Bhishma is telling here to Yudhishthir that tasyanubhito natha, that because we can't understand his will, we just have to accept that this is his will. Tasmadam daiva tantram vyavasva bharatarshabha. We accept that this is his will, and accordingly we act. Tasyanubhito natha. Tasyanu, okay. I can't understand why this is happening. I can't understand why things worked out like this. But I am a servant. I am Krishna's servant. And I simply need to serve Krishna in whatever situation I find myself in. So presently, I am in a situation, from this is Bhishma speaking from Yudhishthira's perspective, that no, Bhishma, he says, there is a clear service ahead for you, O king. And that service is that you have to rule for the well-being of society. You have to rule for helping people to become elevated. If you do not take care of this responsibility, who will? And if this responsibility is not taken care of, then people will be lost. Therefore, people are already orphans and they need some protector. There is a big responsibility waiting ahead for you, O King. Take up that responsibility. Put aside bothering, put aside thoughts about what cannot be figured out. In life, all of us have to choose our battles. Either we can sweat and spend our time struggling to understand what is anyway difficult for us to understand, or we can focus on that which is within our understanding and make a positive contribution therein. So now he's saying, Tasmagdam Daivatantram. This is the Lord's plan. Please execute it. Goes on the 18th text now. So till now there has been analysis of the causes and the pointing out that, okay, this analysis can not lead to any success. So then he says, therefore one should simply follow the supreme will. Now somebody may ask a question, but how do I know what the will of the supreme is? Does the supreme really want me to fight? Does the supreme really want me to use to actually take the mantle of kingship? So to answer that question, to address that question, here we have Bhishma speaking. Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshad Adyo Narayana Puman Mohayan Mayaya Lokam Gurhascharati Vrishnishu. So how can Yudhishthir know the will of the Lord? The Lord is himself present here. Is Eshavai. Till now Bhishma has been addressing Yudhishthir. Now he points towards Krishna, who is just standing nearby, and he says, Eshavai, this is certainly Bhagavan Sakshad. He is himself Bhagavan. Adyo Narayana Puman. He is the original Narayan. Now we may wonder, oh Narayan, he stays in Vaikuntha. How is he here? How can this Krishna be Narayan? He says, Mohayan Mayaya Lokam. By his illusory potency, Maya, Mohayan, he deludes people. Lok, Gudhas Charati Vrishnishu. Gudhas, in a confidential, not easy to understand manifestation, Charati, he moves around, Vrishnishu, as a member of the Vrishni dynasty. One of the greatest mysteries in the bhakti theology, or it's not a mystery for the bhakti theology, it's a mystery for those who are approaching the bhakti theology, is how the unlimited can manifest within the limited. How one who is the shelter of material nature can exist as a being within material nature. How the unlimited can manifest within the limited and still remain unlimited. Well, that is difficult for most people to understand. The important point is that we gain a truly unlimited, we can get a true understanding of what unlimited means. But the unlimited is not just unlimited in dimension. The unlimited is unlimited also in potency. That means that is not that, because when we say Krishna is unlimited, that doesn't mean that he's so big. Like sometimes a person is very tall, and then that person has to come inside a house, and the door height is not enough. That person has to bow down and come in. Sometimes if the person has to come in through a window, the window is too small, that person can't fit in. So that person is stuck with a big body. So that actually hugeness of the body then becomes a limitation. So Krishna is not like that. He's unlimited. He's not just unlimited in dimension. He's unlimited also in potency. That means, although he is greater than the greatest, he can also become smaller than the smallest. And by becoming smaller than the smallest, he can actually pervade even within an atom, within the heart, as a super soul. So, just as he can pervade within the heart, so he can also come within material nature and act as seemingly like another member among the, in the human race. So Krishna, Bhishma is saying that Mohayan Maya Lokam, that he deludes people. Gurhas Charati Vrishnishu. So although he is moving around like a Vrishni or Yudhishthir, know that he is Bhagavan Sakshat. He is the Supreme Person himself. And it is he who we should be worshipping. It is he who we should be all trying to follow, all abide by his will. Bhagavan Sakshat, he's God himself. Text 19. Asyanubhavam Bhagavan Veda Guhyatamam Shivaha Devar Shir Naradah Sakshat Bhagavan Kapilondrupa. So here he says, Asyanubhavam Bhagavan. Asya, of his Anubhavam, his emotions, his glories, his greatness, Bhagavan, of that supreme, Asya Anubhavam, of him, who are not the, who know the glories? Veda Guhyatamam Shivaha, are known. Guhyatamam, confidential glories. Shiva refers to Lord Shiva. And then Devarshi Narada, Sakshad. Devarshi Narada, Narada is the sage of the gods, about whom we read in the 4th, 5th, 6th chapters quite a bit. Bhagavan Kapilondrupa. And also we have Bhagavan Kapila. So that is Kapila, who is also an incarnation of the Lord, Nrupa, O King. So that mystery of the word Gudha was used in the previous verse, Gudhas Charati Vrishnisu. And here the word Guhya Tamam is used, Veda Guhya Tamam Shivaha. So this confidential knowledge of how the unlimited manifests in the limited realm, that is talked about, or that is known to special people, and he lists some of those special people when he says over here, it is known to Shiva, it is known to Narada, it is known to Kapila. So now these three names are, they are not exhaustive, they are representative or indicative. And the point is that great people, these are great people within the Vedic universe, in the Vedic who's who. So he said these people know about Krishna's glories, especially about how he manifests in this world and how he acts as if he's just one among the people while still remaining the Supreme Person. Text 20. Yam manyase matuleyam priyam mitram suruttamam akaro sachivam dutam saurudadatha sarathim. Then we may wonder, you know, whenever a list of some special people is brought out, the question may come up, oh, am I there in that list or not? Of course, sometimes some lists are of such special people that we know that, oh, I won't be there in this list. But
Bhishma will point out how the Pandavas have a very, very special position. They have, not only they do know the greatness of the Lord, but more than that, they have a very intimate relationship. And sometimes in the intimacy and the proximity that comes with that intimacy, they may forget the divinity of their intimate and proximate friend. And they are saying that, here Bhishma points that out and he says, Yam manyase matuleyam, that person whom you think to be, manyase matuleyam, you think him to be a maternal cousin, priyam mitram suruttamam, you consider him to be a friend, suruttamam, a well-wisher, akaro sachivam dutam, and who has on your behalf akaro, acted as. So there are relationships and there are roles within the relationships. So first he is talking about the relationships. He is talking about the relationships. Matuleyam. He is your maternal cousin. He is your very dear friend. And he is your well-wisher. And within that he has played further roles. He says, Sachivam Dutam. Sachivam. He acted as your Sachivam. The word Sachiva can mean one who gives counsel, one who executes one work. It can be secretary or a counselor, depending on the context. Dutam. Dutam is a messenger. Sahurdadatha Sarathim. And out of his great affection, he also became your charioteer. So here, this extent of the intimate relationship of the Pandavas with Yudhishthira, with Krishna is talked about, and Bhishma Pitama is addressing Yudhishthira, but he is referring to Yudhishthira collectively. He is referring to the Pandavas collectively through Yudhishthira, and thus he says that he became your charioteer. So he did not become Yudhishthira's charioteer, he became Arjuna's charioteer. But the Pandavas are one unit. And Bhishma is addressing them in a collective sense over here. And thus he says that how extraordinary it is that the Supreme Being, who is the controller of all controllers, he not only became your messenger, Duta, we know that Krishna went as Shanti Dut to you, to Duryodhana's kingdom, to Hastinapur to try to petition for peace and avoid war just before the Kurukshetra war. And then during the Kurukshetra war, Saurdada Sarathim, because Arjuna and Krishna were such close friends, and when Arjuna requested Krishna to become his charioteer, Krishna agreed. Saurdada, Krishna would not have done that for anyone else. It requires a very, very intimate friend to have the courage to make that kind of request, and that friendship also has to be very, very intimate, by which the Lord will respond affirmatively to that request, and he will agree to become a charioteer for such a person. So now Bhishma in this section is analyzing how is it that for the Pandavas they were they are relating so intimately with Krishna that because of that intimate relationship they might forget. So here he moves on and says that text 21 sarvatmana samadrisho ya advayasya anahankrite tatkrutam mati vaishamyam niravadyasya na kvachet. So he goes on to say that Supreme Lord whom you had, that person who acted as your charioteer also, who is he actually? Sarvatmanaha. He is the one who is Sarvatmanaha. He is the super soul present in all living beings. That means he is a super soul. Samadrisho. He is equal towards all living beings. Ya advayasya अनहंकृतेः अद्वयस्य इज नॉन ड्यूअल अनहंकृतेः he is from free from all material identity of false anahankrite he has no ahankar tatkrutam mati vaishamyam tatkrutam in him by him mati vaishamyam in his consciousness vaishamya differentiation niravadyasya na kvachit niravadyasya because he has no attachments he has no illusions na kvachit so for in him differentiation never comes about Sarvatmana Samadrasho. Yeah. So here basically Bhishma is outlining the supreme position of Krishna, of the absolute truth, his soul. So this is making this point clear. He's stressing the attributes while talking about the position of the absolute truth to convey the point that Krishna, even though he is acting so intimately with Yudhishthir, still he is the absolute truth. And Yudhishthir needs to bear that in mind and not get carried away by just the intimate relationship. Because even when Krishna has intimate relationship with someone, and even when Krishna does the bidding of that person, still it is Krishna who remains God. And being God, he can do he still is omnipotent. So by his omnipotent will, he has now arranged a situation where Yudhishthir has to take on the responsibility of the emperor. And Yudhishthir needs to see this circumstance not as circumstantial, but as transcendental. Because the transcendental Lord also orchestrates our circumstances. Text 22 तथापि कांत भक्तेषु पश्य भूपानुकंपितं यन्मे सुमस्तिजतः साक्षात् कृष्णो दर्शनमागतः तथापि कांत भक्तेषु therefore this is therefore that तथापि not therefore it is despite तस्मात् therefore which was used two verses ago so in the previous verse he says that how the Lord is equal impartial non-differentiating, having no attachments. And yet, tathapi ekanta bhakteshu. For those who are his unalloyed devotees, pashya bhupanu kampitam. Just see pashya bhupa. Or one who is the ruler of the earth, anukampitam. The mercy, the anukampa. Yanme sumstijitah sakshad. When he was about to depart from the world, sakshat. He himself has appeared over here. Krishna darshanam agatah. Krishna has himself appeared. Darshanam agatah. He has come over here. The point he is making is that Krishna is impartial and still he has come himself to give darshan to Bhishma when Bhishma is about to depart. And ekanta bhakteshu, Bhishma is saying that I am his ekanta bhakta, I am his ekanta. The word ekanta literally is used often to mean confidentiality. Or a privacy, seclusion, a place where there's no disturbance, ekant. So I want seclusion so that I can have concentration. Ekanta is not just a matter of physical location, it's also a matter of inner disposition. Now, if ekanta, if we have only one purpose in mind, then we are ekanta. So Bhishma is saying that he had one purpose. What was that purpose? Ekanta bhakteshu. That he was fixed in devotion to the Supreme Lord. Bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhuta adimavvayam. Krishna says 9.13 in the Bhagavad Gita. that the great souls, the Mahatmas, Bhajanti Ananya Manaso, their mind know nothing apart from Krishna. So here, Ekanta, one end they have. So Bhishma is saying that I worship the Lord with one-pointed devotion, Ekanta Bhakti Shu. Now is this self-glorification that he is? How can a devotee say that I am a pure devotee? Actually, the point here is not to glorify himself. The point of Bhishma Pitamaha here is to stress how the Lord reciprocates with someone who is an Ekanta Bhakta. That means, because Bhishma was an Ekanta Bhakta, so just see, O Yudhishthir, how Krishna has rewarded me. What is the reward? That he has himself come when I am in my last stages, and he has blessed me in this extraordinary way. So the implication is that Yudhishthir, if you also become devoted to the Lord, he will bless you also in a similar way. And then Bhishma in the next two verses will give the general principle of how the Lord blesses those who become devoted to him. Bhaktya Veshmano Yasmin Vachayan Nama Kirtayan Tajan Kalevaram Yogi Muchyate Kama Karma Bhi. So he says that the Lord has appeared before me. Is it an exceptional thing? No, it is not exceptional, it is reciprocal. That means whoever approaches to the Lord with sincerity, with fixed devotion, the Lord will reciprocate accordingly. Yes, for everyone, the Lord may not himself come in a form that is manifest and visible on the earth, but he will manifest in their heart. And that principle, Bhishma talks in this in the next verse. So he says, Bhaktya Vesha, infused with devotion, Mano Yasmin. When a person infused with devotion in his mind, Vachayan Nama Kirtayan. So internally infused with devotion, verbally chanting the names of the Lord, Tajan Kalevaram Yogi. Tajan Kalevaram. The yogi who gives up his body in such a condition, Muchyate Kama Karma Bhijap Yogi, is freed from the bondage caused by Kama Karma. By activities born of desire, they cause bondage. And the yogi is freed from all bondage if that yogi remembers the Lord with devotion internally and chants his name externally. Then such a person will be liberated. Text 24. Sadeva Devo Bhagavan Pratikshatam Kalevaram Yavadidam Hinomyaham Prasannaha Saruna Lochano Lassan Mukhambujo Dhyana Pathas Chaturbhujaha. The Bhishma comes to his condition and he says that now I am also in that situation where I am going to depart. Sadeva Devo Bhagavan Pratikshatam. So he says, Oh Lord, I am also close to departing now. So please you also bless me by manifesting in my consciousness, by being on my side when I depart from this world. Yavad Kalevaram Yavad Idam Hinomyaham. So while I prepare to give up this body, during this period Pratikshatam, I am waiting for that moment to come, and you, O Lord, also please bless me by waiting for that moment of death to come. Prasannaha Saruna Lochan Ullasan. Prasannaha Saruna. So Prasannaha Saruna. So you are a cheerful, smiling face. Aruna. Aruna Lochan Ullasan. Aruna Lochana, his eyes red like the morning sun. Ullasan, beautifully decorated. Mukhambhoja Dhyana Patashchaturbhujaha. Mukhambhoja is the lotus flower of his face, Dhyanapathas, Chaturbhuja. Oh Lord, you are the four-handed Lord. Chaturbhuja refers to Bhishma is aware that this is not just an ordinary human being. He is the supreme being. He is there. He is the being who is celebrated as the supreme, Vishnu. And Chaturbhujaha. You please, Dhyanapathas. It's a beautiful word. Dhyanapathas means on the path of my meditation. So we have Jagannath Swami, Nayanapathagami Bhavattume. So the eyes are going here and there, and the eyes have a path which they follow. So we pray that the Lord Jagannath manifest on the path of our eyes. So similarly, he is praying Dhyanapathas. So my thoughts, my meditation will go in some direction or the other. Please, O Lord, you manifest on the Dhyanapatha. So his request is not just that Krishna be there next to him externally while he departs from the world, but more importantly, Bhishma's request is that, O Lord, please be on the path of my meditation and bless me so that I may also attain liberation from material existence. Thank you.